I was assigned with 9 others to the apartments of one of the upper floors. The residents of the upper levels were a snobbish, self-centered bunch, and we were about to ask them to give away their possessions with nothing in return. This isn't going to go smoothly. Even with the group of us divided up, visiting this large number of apartments was no small feat. After splitting off from the others, I chose my first corridor. There was no visible litter, burned-out bulbs, or graffiti compared to the passages below. Instead, the walls looked freshly painted, and though there was visible cracking like every other floor, the residents had made more effort to repair and conceal it. The lights were a brighter, more natural color than the lamps below, making my complexion appear healthier in comparison to the sickly hues of our levels. As I approached the first apartment, I wondered where they obtained their replacement materials. I knocked, and as the hatch silently opened, I detected the floral scents lingering on the air, escaping the residents. "Can I help you?" a well-groomed man asked, eyeing me up and down. "Yes, sir," I said, struggling to remember the dialogue I had come up with in the elevator. "We've depleted our raw materials, and we are collecting source materials that residents are willing to donate for processing." "You need what?" he asked. "The pod needs some of your things, anything that's not metal, so that we can recycle it."
"Why?"
"So that we can mix the recycled waste with new materials for durability." "I think I understand. You want to take my hard-earned possessions so some brain-dead greaser can have a new end table. Go banish yourself," he said, slamming the hatch, which made more of a soft thump than the angry clank he intended. My door-to-door visits had gotten off to a great start. I spent the day getting similar responses, ranging from simple no's to furious obscenities. Almost every conversation ended with a thumped door, which became humorous after a while. I managed to set foot in a few apartments before they realized my purpose, but the inhabitants promptly shooed me out. The people up here lived differently than the people below. I had never had any reason to visit the apartments, only occasionally coming to the upper floors for the aptitude tests given in the nucleus. Even then, it was usually a direct trip up and back. Here, each apartment had numerous furnishings, function-specific rooms, and space. Lots of space. I struggled to reconcile the overcrowding on the lower levels with the open spaces that existed up here. I found it ironic that the people who had the most were the least willing to share, even for the benefit of all. I suppose our city's slogan didn't apply to them.